I'm Jeff Booth, and this is The Big Picture here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. The current political situation reminds me of a creation myth story that the Earth rests on the back of a giant turtle. And when you ask, well, what's underneath the turtle, the answer is, well, it's turtles all the way down. And right now, pretty much looks, at least on the Republican side and throughout our government, like it's corruption all the way down. Everything under Trump has become corrupted. We have sitting Republican congressmen under indictment, and they don't quit. Yet on the Republican side, one of our strong candidates quit because she had a three-way, basically. Seems like we're always dropping out, and our big corruption in the Republican Party is, oh, gee, people have sex. Which is kind of essentially what they were going after Clinton for, because he lied about a blowjob. And ultimately, that was not really germane to the case. And ultimately, he wasn't impeached. And now we've got an impeachment trial of the president going on. And at this point, today, yeah, impeach him. Impeach the motherfucker. It's clear he committed high crimes and misdemeanors. There's no doubt in any but the most loyal Trump supporters that that's exactly what he did. That he used taxpayer dollars to try to force the Ukrainians to announce an investigation into his political rival. You know, basically to James Comey him. Beyond that, he just didn't give a shit about Ukraine, according to testimony. And this week has been devastating for the Republicans. I'm not quite sure they get it yet. And this is only one of the countless criminal acts by Donald Trump and endless violations of the Constitution. We should have kicked him out a long time ago. But instead, you know, this whole new conspiracy happened because he got off after the Mueller investigation basically said he was guilty and that we should do something about it, at least for obstruction of justice. That was easily proven. But it was up to the Congress to have a trial, which they didn't do, sadly. And then there's violations of the Emoluments Clause. I mean, this is the most corrupt man in the history of our country to hold high office. And he's only there because Republicans care only about power and staying in power. And really, like the president doesn't give a shit about Ukraine, I'm not sure the Republicans give a shit about our country. So yeah, it's bad. But it's worse than that. Because there's so much corruption. And right now, we look at every department of our government and you can find corruption everywhere. But today we're going to talk about the most long-lasting and serious consequences of the Trump presidency, and one of the main reasons he got elected and had so much support from Republicans, or very conservative Republicans anyway. He promised to put very, very conservative judges on the courts, and he has done that. Thanks to Mitch McConnell, who seems to think that putting judges on the court is his only job, the Senate almost literally has done nothing else under his authority. And under Obama, he stalled the judges so that he could pack the courts now with Trump. And pack they have, with a pack of some of the most unqualified and extremist human beings ever to hold lifetime appointments in our country. And let's start with the Supreme Court. I have said many, many times that this is a Supreme Court of dubious legitimacy. Justice Neil Gorsuch should not be on the court. It was only through very questionable constitutional manipulations that Mitch McConnell was able to hold up a nomination of a justice under Obama in ways that had never been done before in our nation's history. And then when Trump became president, I mean, how did Mitch know that Trump was going to be president? That's a question I'd really like to ask Moscow Mitch, where he would be forced to tell the truth. But I think if he was forced to tell the truth, he'd blow up. But anyway, Neil Gorsuch shouldn't be there, and did you know that he's a theocrat? Of course he's anti-gay. Of course he's anti-abortion. Those things go without saying. Those are true of all of Trump's appointments. But he is a theocrat. He has said that no one can sue to stop the government from establishing religion. He is no fan of the Establishment Clause, and that makes him scary and dangerous. Then there is the abominable Justice Thomas, one of the lightest lights ever to be on the court, and his insane views opposing not just abortion, but he also opposes contraceptives. He has tied abortion and birth control to eugenics. He is unbelievably extreme. Alito himself also seems to tend towards the more theocratic, far Christian religious right. And in his more sober moments, I guess, the same could be said for Kavanaugh. Okay, I'm not sure he has sober moments, so I'm guessing that's all the time. He is very much on the side of the religious extremists who would rather us have a theocracy. All in the name of religious morality, which, of course, morality is kind of a joke when it comes to Kavanaugh. He literally had to get on the Supreme Court because that erased the 83 ethics complaints against him. Poof, just gone. He has clearly and repeatedly lied under oath. So we have a pretty pathetic and unreliable and extreme Supreme Court right now. And then there's the federal judgeships, a lifetime appointment. And not all of the ones that Trump has put up have gotten on. There was Jeff Mateer. He described transgender children as evidence of Satan's plan and was way on board with gay conversion therapy, even when it's forced. And there was Matthew Peterson. He couldn't even answer the most basic questions about the law. And there was Brett Talley. He was a former paranormal activity investigator. He said that Hillary Clinton was rotten. And the way he thought we should deal with Sandy Hook and the shooting massacre that took place there, he said the solution would be to stop being a society of pansies and man up. Now, they were all unbelievably terrible and all unqualified for the job. Unfortunately, there were too many of them who got through. These people have been put on the court with limited hearings and at breakneck speed. They had a day where they confirmed 7 Trump judicial picks in one day. Now, that included Jeffrey Brown and Brantley Starr, who are known to be hostile to voting rights, LGBTQ equality, reproductive rights, and immigrant rights. And neither would say that Brown v. Board of Education was even correctly decided. Both got lifetime appointments in hurried judicial confirmation hearings. Another nominee rated unqualified to serve is Justin Walker. Now, all of the judges I've talked about so far have been extremely young, which is key to all this. They're relatively inexperienced. They're very, very young. They get lifetime appointments, so they'll be on the courts for a long, long time. 2 of the ones I've talked about were 36. Justin is the senior nominee at 37. Like so many nominees, he has no courtroom experience. Federalist Society member, of course. Maybe the least experience of any of the nominees, I'd have to check. He questioned the credibility of Kavanaugh's accusers. He's known for his partisanship. And while he's never tried a case, he has done legal work helping attack abortion rights. His only real legal experience seems to be that he spent a lot of time conducting over 70 interviews in which he challenged the account of Christine Blasey Ford. That's why he got nominated. Then there's Sarah Pidlick. She, too, has no trial experience. She's never been lead or co-counsel. That used to be kind of a disqualifier, but not under Trump. And I should point out that Obama never submitted anyone who got a failing rating from the ABA. Pidlick is an anti-abortion extremist who also opposes contraception rights. Although, to be honest, that's finally out of the closet. I think most of the top abortion critics also oppose contraception rights. She made a name for herself defending David DeLayden. That was the guy behind the vicious smear campaign against Planned Parenthood. It was based on fake videos where they appeared to negotiate the sale of aborted fetal body parts, but of course, through careful editing, they were able to make it look like nefarious things had happened when they did not. He was found guilty of conspiracy to commit fraud. And these are just a few of them. So far, I think 13 federal judges have been confirmed by Trump. And the ones I've talked about so far, they're not necessarily the worst. In fact, one of the worst was just confirmed. And we don't have time to talk about him this week. It's kind of a big deal. But we will talk about him next week It's quite the shocker. He is maybe the most extreme and unqualified judge yet.